we interrupt your dull day to bring you this important message. Welcome to Curated Chaos, where we bring you a sneak peek into the lives of some of the brightest minds walking around your school, Florida A&M University. We're your hosts, Carrie Ann Jaffard
and Taylor Kendrick. We have an exciting episode for you today with a very special guest, Jordan Fitzpatrick. So, Jordan, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what's your major, class, and hometown?
Okay, so greetings. I am Jordan Fitzpatrick, a third-year broadcast journalism scholar, hailing from Tallahassee, Florida, by the way, of Jacksonville.
Okay, crib. So why did you choose FAMU?
Great question. Really, that came down to my decision was journalism, J school, honestly. I looked at other schools and journalism programs, and FAMU had the best one, so it was no point to leave home, honestly. So it really came out to my decision.
Wait, what were the other schools?
A&T, UF, and Clark.
Yeah. You wanted to be an Aggie, please.
Okay. Yeah.
So what does the word creative mean to you?
Creative, great. Creative means to be different. Creative means to think outside the box. Creative means, you know, add your own little flair to it. That's what creative means.
And would you consider yourself a creative?
Yeah. Can't lie. I would consider myself creative.
All right. So tell the people what you do exactly. Like, talk a little bit about your photography and stuff like that and creative aspirations.
Gotcha. So I am a photographer. I say creative at FAMU Athletics.
Creative photographer.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I do a little video. You know. Video finna get posted today, actually.
Oh, wow. So, where?
Oh, Instagram, the women's basketball page. Yeah.
Nice.
So I do a little video, too, but mainly photography. I kind of started in high school. Took pictures. And since a young kid, like, I always liked nice, like, pictures and, like, aesthetically pleasing things and pictures. So, like, I always, like, knew I had, like, a knack for it. So really just when I came down to college, saw the internship, wanted to be a part of, you know, the great media team at FAMU, and I just got better and better. So yeah.
And what do you plan to do with these skills and this business in the future, actually?
So great question. I want to be like SID. So basically that means sports information director. It's kind of what my boss does now, Josh Padilla. So he's like, he handles all like creative things within athletics, all the pages and all that. So just really like digital media marketer, basically. So that's what I kind of want to do.
Okay, and how did college fit into these plans?
I did college fit in these plans.
Yes.
I need the groundwork. You know, I need the little tips and tricks here. So I think college was the foundation. And right now I'm just trying to, you know, build off that foundation, honestly.
Okay. So when we return from break, we're going to get balanced before we trip out. Stay tuned to get into how legendary photographer Jordan Fitzpatrick balances his busy schedule with everything else in life.
We'll be back on Curated Chaos.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Curated Chaos, where we talk about student creatives figuring out life and talent. Photographer Jordan Fitzpatrick was just about to tell us how he balances it all. What does a typical day in the life look like for you, Jordan?
So I have class every day. So I'm going to go through my Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule. Monday, have one class, econ, 9:05 to 9:55. After that, I head to our office most days, talk to our boss, see like what tasks need to be done, or finishing up a task from yesterday that didn't get done. Most of the time I have like a basketball practice or some type of event going on throughout, you know, the day, probably shoot that, run around back to office, edit those, you know, get it up, yada, yada. Tuesday, Thursday's a little bit different because I have two classes. First class is at 9:30, about to 10:45. I have like an hour and a half break from 12:30 to 1:45 is my other class. So like most of the time I head over to office after that second class and kind of the same routine, see what needs to be done, get it done. And yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I kind of go to our office every day just to see what needs to be done.
I mean, between that and all those classes, it seems like you have a really busy schedule. Do you feel like this takes a toll on your mental health?
Oh, most definitely. It can get very, very, very draining sometimes. And like, I tend to lose focus on like other things. Because, you know, school is a big part of your life and extracurricular activities is a big part. So like, maybe like, you know, other things I feel like I don't get done, you know, like maybe hanging out with friends or like, you know, just me time, take naps throughout the day. I think I lose focus on that. So it kind of does, you know, it's kind of hard on your mental sometimes, but, you know, I kind of just try to push through and fight through it.
How do you try and push through and fight through it? Like, how do you deal with your mental health?
Most of the time I try to take a step back, try to realize what's my main priorities. Obviously school, I want to graduate, you know, on time, really earlier if I could. So I just take a step back, realize what I need, what needs to be done, what needs to be checked off the agenda first. And that's how I kind of do it. Just a little woosah moment, say, you know, it's only 24 hours in a day. Other things can get done another day, you know, so that's pretty much how I do it.
No, that sounds very sound, actually. You know, nice discipline and strategy. So there's this rumor out here that Gen Z does not like to work. Like, we're very lazy and we don't like to work.
Quote, unquote.
Do you feel that your age or your generation affects the capabilities of what you can do?
That's a really great question. Because I was having this debate, not debate, but conversation with somebody. I think that's a false assumption that Gen Zers don't like to work. I do think it's a different day and age. So like each generation is different, you know? So I think in our day and age, it's not like we don't like to work. It's just like, how can I say it? It's just more opportunities out here for us where some people just don't gotta work literally, you know, like there's other ways for income, other ways to do what you want to do in life without working a 9-to-5, let's per se, you know? I think that's a false accusation.
I think that's real. It's like that, y'all know that TikTok audio that was like, I don't have a 9-to-5. I don't have kids for you. Yeah. I don't do that.
Oh, man. Just so we're about to shake the table, we must cut to commercials. When we return from break, it's everyone's favorite segment, story time.
Our guest is going to tell us about the most insane moment in time when we return to Curated Chaos.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Curated Chaos. We've waded through our guest's artistic expression. Now, it's time to get into Jordan Fitzpatrick's chaos. So, what does chaos look for you?
Chaos. Chaos is only like a game day, honestly. Chaos is a lot of tasks being thrown at me. With deadlines, chaos is, you know, homework got to get done, got to wash some clothes, you know, my boss on me, I need to edit these pictures. I feel like that's chaos, you know, but it's a good chaos. I think I thrive in chaos, so yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, wait, going back to the game days, so what was, like, the craziest working day in your life?
Craziest working day? I'd say homecoming. Homecoming is always a crazy day just because you waking up early. You know, it's the parade. So this year, I shot the parade. So I woke up super early, 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, went down to campus, took pictures of the parade, went back to our office, took a little nap, honestly. Woke up, edited those pictures, and, like, just went through our game day routine, Rattler Walk, pregame, and, you know, shot the game. But that's a lot of work. You know, it's a long day. It's a 12-hour day, 13, 14-hour day, honestly. So homecoming is always a great chaos day.
Okay, so we got a little bit of scoop of what you do with Family Athletics, but how about your side photography business? Tell us about a time when a client had a crazy request for you to complete, and how did that end up going?
Ooh, great question. Okay. So, I do, like, side, you know, outside athletics. So I had a shoot, like a brand shoot, and I needed to – they wanted, like, X amount of pictures, let's say 40 amount of pictures, the next day. So I kind of told them – and they wanted video, you know. I'm not the best video, you know, work guy, but they wanted video and pictures. I'm like, cool, I can do that. Gave them my, you know, my fee, my charge. But they wanted it next day. I said next day.
Expedited.
Yeah, next day I need, you know, X amount of dollars on top of that, because that's, you know, I'm staying up late. I'm trying to edit a video and pictures. I think that was kind of crazy, you know, request. But, you know, I got it done. They did pay that fee. I did need that money now. Need that
because
bread.
You, no, said because you thrive in chaos.
Come on
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Yesterday's come price on. Was not today's price.
Hello.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much for that story. So as we wind down this week's episode of Curated Chaos, the final segment is probably going to be the most important thing that you need to hear. Be right back.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Curated Chaos. Before we wrap up the show, we'd like to pick Jordan's brain one more time.
So, Jordan, tell us, what advice would you give to any student creatives like yourself?
Ooh. Keep going. Keep going. I feel like I didn't really, because I've only been really shooting, honestly, for like two years. So I would say just keep going. Like, I look back at my old, you know, my old pictures, my old videos and stuff, and they were terrible, honestly. Terrible. But I kept going. I think you just have to trust yourself. Trust the process. Everything has an ugly phase. Everything has to be rough in it, you know, in the beginning. So I say keep going. Take everybody's advice. If somebody said they don't like your work, just use it as, like, creative. Just use it. Take the advice, you know. Like, everybody won't like it, you know. Also, just try to be creative. Everybody creative and make different in their own different ways. So just find your little niche and then thrive in your niche, honestly.
Okay, so a little bit earlier you talked about a video that was about to be posted for women's basketball.
Yes.
So what are you currently working on at the moment? Or what future project are you excited to bring to life?
So I have a shoot outside athletics tomorrow with APB, the store, in College Town. They have a, I didn't say a grand opening because it's been open, but I think a shoe release.
Ooh.
So they want me to come take pictures and, you know, do that. So it's from 11 to 3. So that's my next big project, honestly. So, yeah.
Nice. So we know a little bit about you now. So where can the audience find your work?
Huncho Visions, H-U-N-C-H-O Visions on Instagram. That's my photography page. Check me out. Like stuff, comment, share, everything, you know?
And book with them.
Book, please.
What about Twitter? Twitter.
Oh, anything? Twitter, that's why I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, no. Twitter is JFitzpatrick_3X. Yeah, check me out on Twitter, too. Like, Twitter's actually going up.
Okay.
Twitter's going up.
Well, Jordan, you have been an amazing guest. Truly one of our favorites, I have to say. Photographer, student, extraordinaire. Jordan Fitzpatrick is a name that you have to remember. Thank you so much for coming on to this show.
All right, thank y'all.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Chaos. Can't wait to tell you about next week's episode where we'll be bringing graphic design student who moonlights as a DJ. Make sure to come back here next week or else.
This has been Curated Chaos. Also, connect with us on social media at Kooky Creators to tell us about people that we should bring on the show or topics that we should explore. I'm Carrie Ann Giffard.
And I'm Taylor Kendrick. Have a great day, or even, or maybe night.